Status updates.
Here's what's going viral now on Facebook.
People like to believe in fairy tales.
Jackie, official trailer, Fox Searchlight.
And you?
I believe that the characters we read about on the page end up being more real than the men who stand beside us.
Natalie Portman plays Jacqueline Kennedy in this upcoming film.
And how would you like him remembered?
There should be more horses, more soldiers.
Why are you doing this, Mrs. Kennedy?
There's more crying, more cameras.
That takes viewers through a tragic period of American history through the eyes of Jacqueline Kennedy.
I'm not the first lady anymore.
The movie is in select theaters December 2nd.
I lost track somewhere. What was real? What was performance?
Another upcoming film is trending.
Was it the holidays?
It wasn't that.
Well, then why you decide to come in tonight?
I'm trying to fix my mind.
Collateral Beauty, official trailer 2.
He lost his child, and now he doesn't care if he loses everything else.
This movie follows Will Smith playing a character who writes letters while dealing with a personal loss.
Howard doesn't write letters to people. He writes to things.
Time.
Love. Death.
And is greeted by the concepts he writes to as he begins a journey of understanding.
Remember me? I'm time. You wrote me because you need me.
The movie is in theaters December 16th.
What if love, death, and time are trying to help you?
And it's a tale as old as time.
Papa?
Belle, you must leave here. This castle is alive.
Beauty and the Beast, U.S. official trailer.
Show me the girl.
Look at her. What if she is the one? The one who'll break the spell.
This glimpse into the live-action version of the spellbinding love story shows Emma Watson playing the character Belle, who stumbles upon a mysterious castle and discovers the Beast.
Think of the one thing you've always wanted. Find it in your mind's eye and feel it in your heart.
The movie enchants theaters March 17th.
Don't be afraid.
I'm not afraid.
For these videos and more, go to foxnewsradio.com. I'm Lauren Faulkner, Fox News.